It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello. It's 9.07.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good. You?
I'm good. I'm excellent. We got a secret show coming up, so that's exciting. Scott Capurro and his husband, Edson, are going to join us for that. That'll be fun. And right now, we've got Outside Lens tickets to give away. What could get better? I know. Today at 10 o'clock, in just less than an hour, we'll be announcing the lineup. But right now, we have a pair of three-day general admission tickets for... Yep, right now. Is this Colin 97, you guys?
It sure is.
Oh, great. Colin 97 right now, 800-400-3697. It's got all the info, but not what caller we're looking for. Listen, let's see. 1 hour from now, 10 o'clock, hear the announcement. Three-day general admission and three-day VIP go on sale this Thursday, April 5th, 10 a.m. at sfoutsidelands.com. And all week long, Alice has three-day passes, 9, noon, 3, and 5. Listen for your call, for your cue to call. And one of them is right now.
Cool. That same number is how you can text us. Oh, I got a couple quickies real quick before we get to the text. So I wanted to mention, since everyone has followed here at the new Entercom building, the saga of Susan Larkin coming into our lives, changing the way things around here are done for the better, and then being swept away and promoted to New York City before she even decorated her desk.
Right.
So when we had spoken with her, and I think it was on The Secret Show, she said the first thing she was going to do was go to the Yankees home opener, which I just wanted to tell you was snowed out yesterday.
You're kidding. Oh, my God.
So
East Coast.
She was supposed to go to this big thing with all the Entercom bigwigs and be at this big home opener in New York City, and it was truly
a storm.
A field of snow. And canceled. I also wanted to mention, so sorry to hear that, but she went to work, I'm guessing, and got started.
Right.
Eddie Ift, I texted him yesterday, and he said, no, I didn't know what I was having until, 2 days ago. So when he came through here, he didn't know, but they are having another girl.
They are.
Everyone. Right. So congratulations.
Congratulations,
Eddie.
To him. Also, you guys are on the same track.
Also, I wanted to ask you, have you seen the ads for a movie called A Quiet Place?
Yes.
Yeah, we just... Yeah.
Where you have to be silent or the monsters
will
come and get you.
It's got 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Sounds great. I saw the trailer, so I was like, ooh, I love a scary movie.
Will you watch that, Hooman?
I don't know.
Scary movie, but 100%.
They don't leave my mind, those images. They stay right there, and they take up residence, and they reappear. At inopportune times.
So the answer's no.
We were just talking about it, Vinny, because he got a promo package from that movie, and he's like, I can't go. It's a scary movie.
I pulled up this story. And it's the star, Krasinski, with a beard. He's the guy that you know from, was it Office Space? And it says, a rare horror film with 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Does that make you want to go, Hooman?
No. No.
I am going to see that one.
Well, I might wait for it to come to home, but I'll see that.
Yeah, it is bad to go into a movie, into the cinema, with a baseball bat. To protect you from the ghost.
Yes. You know who else is in it?
Who?
Emily Blunt.
Oh, isn't that his wife?
Oh, is it?
They're married?
Aren't Krasinski and Blunt married?
I don't know.
Sounds
familiar.
You're the Tinseltown tattler.
Yeah,
what
but
do
I
you
don't know?
Know
anything.
All right, then.
I get all the names jumbled up. I'm pretty sure they're married, though, and so that's fun to do it together.
You know, this week...
Or the end of their marriage.
Or the end.
This week we'll be reviewing a comedy called Blockers.
Have you seen it already?
Looks good.
Tonight's the night.
You and Rudy are on the town then.
We are, yeah. And I'm we also
tearing it up.
We
got
also
a date.
Invited
to the club.
Michelle.
Tearing it up.
Michelle from
promotions. Yeah,
she's so
fun.
Cool.
She's the coolest girl.
I took her to a really crappy movie last year. I feel like I needed to make it up to her.
Oh. Who'd you take her to?
Reese Witherspoon has a knack of putting out crappy films one after another. So she did a film called Yeah, I know. But.
Who else was in that one?
Home Alone or something like that, or Home Again or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
BS like that. Between that and Wrinkle in Time, I mean, hang it up.
Don't
Wrinkle
that.
In Time
I
is the worst. Race. Wrinkle in Time is the worst film I've seen in the last 3 years, hands down, bar none.
I don't know that I've seen anyone who's created a carbon copy of themselves quite like Reese has. There is another Reese ready to take over.
Yeah, her daughter.
Oh my gosh, they look.
She looks exactly like her.
Like printed out.
Rubber
There's
stamp.
Another one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so to the text. I deleted Facebook on April 1st. So far, so good. It's April 3rd.
Yeah, 2 days. They're okay. 48 hours later, they're still alive.
I find myself with way more time on my hands. Okay. Come on, people. You didn't think Facebook was not going to use your data post to make money? You know what I think? I don't think many of us put or understand how our data could be useful.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only later that some smart guy like Zuckerberg, who turned it into whatever they got paid, when you find out, you go, oh, for political gain.
Right. Well, I mean, that's the thing. You agree to these things and you start using the services and they don't even know what they're going to use it for. And then they find somebody comes up with some idea and you said yes. So there, you're the guinea pig.
Right. So yeah, I wouldn't have thought that somehow, you know, me doing a quiz would turn me into someone who could change the election.
Right.
I think teens are bored because they don't do anything interesting. Yeah, I guess. That's what this kid was explaining to me is, I'm telling you, the bright eyes on this kid, you just want to mess up his hair and say, man, you need to live a little.
Boy, you might have to have a third kid. Try for a boy.
I don't know, but I was looking at him and I was just thinking, like, God, you have to get out and do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right now, man, you're a college
kid.
And
he is. That was his point, right?
I hope. I hope he starts in the pool, though, because the ocean's going to kill him.
Well, hopefully he'll be over those hickeys soon. I mean, come on. A girl wants her neck sucked. Stop it. It's like, what are you, 12?
That's the thing, though. These were college kids that looked like they had that 12-year-old
look. That fresh-faced baby. Like, oh, the world is so beautiful.
They're bored because everything is too safe. Half of my childhood was fixing or solving the bleep we got ourselves into.
Yeah.
Kids are bored because they want to create stuff and do stuff, and everything in their life is geared towards consumption.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Really good point.
Boredom is coming from having things handed to them with no challenge. Having to work for something or figure it out yourself is a huge relief from boredom.
That
it's also a pain in the ass, though.
Yeah, but, you know, it just makes you a more resourceful person overall. You know, I actually felt, I feel like that texter who said, you know, you had to figure your bleep out. Mm-hmm. You know, your mom and dad were at work and you were doing whatever. I mean, you just figured it out. And these days we all just hover over our kids. They can look it up on their phone.
I love that little, a little window into that is in Nemo. When the turtles are cruising and the little squirt flies out of the
pack.
Yeah.
The flock of turtles.
And Marlin's like, oh, my God. And the dad turtle goes, hold on. Let's see how he does. And it's that moment where dad realizes the best thing for that kid is to figure out how to get back into the jet stream.
Mm-hmm.
And then he does. And then they high five and everything's cool.
Way to go, little bro.
Mm-hmm. You know that scene?
Sure.
It's great, right?
Yeah.
Did I say Scott is pure comedy gold today? More Scott.
Oh, boy. Well, you get more on The Secret Show.
Nothing is funnier than when Vinny has to get up and walk away because he's laughing too hard. I'll have to go back and watch Facebook Live to see it. So funny. Thanks, Vin.
Oh.
650. Vinny, unprovoked attack on Scott and his overbite. OMG.
Hilarious.
Who knew?
The overbite comment was platinum. Look at Vinny finally paying attention. I was paying attention the whole time. I was staring at him the whole time. I watched Mrs. Doubtfire just this weekend. I noticed Scott for the first time.
I know. It's so funny when you watch it and you know he's in it. Suddenly you're like, oh, my God. Because there's this one scene where it's him and Harvey Firestein, or however you say his name. And they're both, their heads come into the frame and they're looking right into the camera as though they're looking right into Robin Williams' face. So funny.
Vinny and Bryn, I got married last year at the last minute at Freedom Hall and Gardens in Santa Clara. 5-star wedding at a 3-star price. Good luck.
Oh, wow. You guys should go check that out.
Well, I'm not in charge. There's a lot I'm not in charge of, so I'm not going to.
Well, you should say, you either put me in charge of the wedding or you let me name this baby.
Oh, really? Choose. Is that what I should do?
Yeah, that's what you should do.
I love that I get, you know, help from you.
Although, I don't want you naming any kids C. I think that's, I don't know. Maybe she should be in charge of the name.
How do you not like that?
I just don't
and how
like
do you not
it.
Get it?
I just don't understand.
C. S-E-A, C, like the C. Yeah, that's what I got from the missus. Sounds like you're saying C, like yes, in Spanish. I'm all, when do we talk Spanish?
Letter C.
What are you talking about? It's C, like the ocean. Like C, like...
No, no, we get it, Finn. We just don't like it.
What?
I like Edie.
I don't
I think
care for
you like
nice.
It either?
No, it's... Not really. It seems like it's missing something.
Like some kind of good name quality.
Man, you guys are mean.
Mm. Well, we like Ripley.
Yeah.
And we like Edie.
Well, let's hope something I like gets in there because, right. Man, some of the
I mean,
stuff,
Isla felt out of the blue. I was like, you didn't even ever mention that one.
I never did because it was out of the blue. Mm. It was like 20th on the list of stellar names. But, you know, it's her now.
Well, listen, and then, I'm telling you, you say, put me in charge of the wedding or let me name the kid. And if she has to make that choice, she's definitely going to want to be in charge of the wedding. She knows you.
Mm.
Do you have a date on that yet? Is there a date on that?
No, no, no date yet. 408 says, love Scott Budman.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
Hey, can I congratulate Sarah from Mountain View? She just won the tickets for Outside Lands, and she was so grateful and so happy and stuff.
It is like one of the Bay Area's best events, man. Yep. It is so fun.
I can't believe how long it's been here now. I think it came back. You are back 10 years in August, and I think that was the first one.
I went to the first one.
Yep.
Bryn and Vinny talking about their gout. Hashtag old people probs. I don't have the gout, unfortunately. Yeah, I was really hoping we could have that in common, but we don't.
What do you guys think you have in common? Like rheumatoid arthritis?
Oh, we might have tendonitis.
So, yeah,
together.
Just, you know, that's sweet that you guys are... It's like, you know,
we can suffer together.
Girls who work together, their cycles get in line, and boys who work together all get arthritis and whatever itis you guys have now.
Oh, Vinny, 408 says, name her Sienna, C for short. So it's spelled C-E-A-N-N-A, Sienna. I think I have a cousin named Sienna, but it's spelled with a C.
It's spelled with a C?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Sienna.
I like C, S-E-A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Sienna seems like a complete name. C is just like, where's the rest of it?
And you can... Different name than the one I'm trying to use.
You can shorten it to C.
C. C-S-E-A, like the ocean.
Yeah.
C.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I got to go.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. Don't forget that 10 o'clock, we're doing the Outside Lands lineup announcement. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. What a fun show today.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I am so stoked that Tony made an appearance on the show.
No, Tony Salazar.
Salazar.
I wish that there was a way to get that. The audio is so
the crackly,
bad.
Yeah. It's very crackly.
Because I'm like trying to listen to him and really focus in, but there's that.
Yeah. It's right. Like when you used to play a record, that crackly sound. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But really,
I like that though. Oh, 1981?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
81.
I'm really surprised the audio was available. That's. Seems crazy to me.
It's great, though. What a nice little blast from the past. You're going to send that to your brother?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Thanks to all the Scotts that were on the show today. We had Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area, Scott Capurro, who's going to be joining us for The Secret Show. We're going nowhere. 10 o'clock, we're going to be doing the big Outside Lands announcement, so make sure that you're here for that. That's just a couple minutes from now. And other than that, have a great day. We'll see you on Wednesday.
All right. Sarah and Vinny.